This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. It's just after 12:30 on this Friday, the 29th of May. It's a balmy 28 degrees, something a little bit less than that here in the studio. But of course, we are talking about food. Now, as F&B outlets are reopening for dine-ins, what's the first thing that you're going to eat when you get there? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. A couple of suggestions that did come in earlier on WhatsApp was roti canai, as I mentioned earlier, and Indian, what was it? It was a long list. Indian vegetarian meals, Ipoh white chicken rice, and yummy curry laksa. That was all over on WhatsApp. Twitter, what do we have?
This is a message from Kuzuri, who says that not really craving for anything, to be honest. Got used to cook at home and practice minimalism. Took up keto, all is good. Worst comes to worst, maybe cafe latte at the mall.
Worst comes to worst?
I mean, I admire your willpower. Yes, keto is a very difficult thing and requires a lot of dedication. So well done.
Indeed. But I'd really like a roti canai right now.
Yes.
With that in mind, I'm sorry, I'm just teasing, of course. Let us know what you think, what you are craving right now. Let's talk about that because, you know, it's lunchtime. But we should move on to our next story. We'll be talking about the office perks and the future of office perks. They were a big thing as to why many people would particularly take the job that was offered to them. And it seemed to be, you know, that kind of deciding factor for many people, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I for a fact love a lot of BFM's office perks as well. We always have food on the pantry, for example, which is also contributing to what food I miss when I was at home during the MCO as well. But a lot of companies who offer office perks like this have now had to rethink a lot about what perks are going to be suitable for the post-pandemic world. Since the dot-com boom, a lot of trendy tech companies have been known for providing not only big paychecks, but also very lucrative perks to lure talent needed to fill an expanding set of roles in emerging fields. But the Silicon Valley standard office perks of things like all-you-can-eat buffets and high-tech gyms are not that workable anymore now that we have physical distancing in place. And if perks are no longer part of the attraction, the theory is that COVID-19 could actually level the playing field for tech companies when it comes to finding talent. Already, a lot of companies with industry-leading perks, like Facebook and Google, have made the call that employees can work from home until at least the end of 2020. And without a traditional office environment to offer workers and prospective recruits, COVID-19 is forcing employers to think about crafting perks that align better with an online community. So Dave Berndt, Senior Human Resources Officer at HR outsourcing firm GNA Partners in America, says, I don't think physical perks will be completely closed off in the future office, but companies will have to become more flexible to accommodate changing attitudes and policies for those who need to be in the office on a consistent basis versus those who don't. And already it's pretty clear that employees are not going to be coming back to these like lavish self-service buffets and things like that as well. Gavin Crines, a co-founder and COO of Fair Resources, an office catering company, says that they'll be pivoting to individually packaged meals for the corporate clients. And also he anticipates more traditional cafeteria offerings like packaged snacks and drinks instead of bulk snacks and communal beverage taps. And also 415 Catering, which works with roughly 20 Bay Area tech companies, is recreating office food perks for a virtual setting where they will be shipping out meal kits for virtual happy hours and town hall meetings, with also video cooking tutorials to teach tech workers a skill or two while they're at home.
Right. I think it's really interesting that a lot of these tech companies who, you know, espouse the idea of remote working and working from home, the perks that they offered, a lot of them, were to keep you at work. You know, it was the free food, the free gym, the free this, the free that. And now we're seeing that whole pivot of, okay, well, we talked about working from home and now we want you to... That's going to be the major perk, isn't it?
You know,
going forward, it's going to be, okay, well, you can work from home. No need to come into the office.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you know, how many people are actually going to miss the stuff that they get at work if the major perk is to work at home? I think anyone would give up all the perks at the workplace if you allow them to just when they have to come in and when they can just stay at home.
Yeah,
so a lot of, in the article that I got, this was from Quartz. You know, one of the people quoted in that is an engineer at Facebook, and she said that she really missed the free food at Facebook, but it was also very convenient because she never had to leave her desk. So she would always grab a snack and then continue working, and it was difficult for her to figure out, you know, when to actually stop because things were so convenient.
Yeah.
And then also on another note, I think what is interesting is that a lot of the perks that we've seen in like the Google offices and stuff, like the nap pods and things like that, are now no longer applicable if you work from home where you can just take a nap.
Yeah. Mm. I saw Ross Yusuf's tweet yesterday and it said, you know, COVID has made naps boring. I disagree, Ross. You know, I think it's still a big thing and it's still an important thing.
Why is it boring?
That's what he said. He said, you know, the MCO has made naps boring because you can have one whenever you want now, almost. You know?
I kind of understand.
Yeah.
You have to crave the nap. You have to want the nap.
I think I would be curious to figure out, you know, what are maybe some new office perks, you know, instead of just working from home that might be, that might pop up in the near future. It could be stuff like also lending out or allowing your employees to take back office equipment. That might be like another thing or like sponsored technology. You know, hardware, that could be another interesting thing as well.
There are a lot of companies popping up doing that. I remember reading about a couple of weeks ago. Trudeau up in Canada as well is suggesting very strongly the four-day work week as well. I think, again, that's probably going to be a big perk that people will push for, even though you're already working from home.
Right.
You know, a four-day work, can you imagine that? A four-day work week working from home.
Yeah, it's a perk on top of a perk.
It's like the top of the pyramid, you know.
Yeah,
I think one more thing to consider are also parents, especially parents for young kids.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe a big office perk in the future might be an in-office nursery or something like that, where you can sort of just put your kids in a place where you don't have to look at them for for a couple of hours, and someone else can figure that out, and you can do your work. Because I think that is a big obstacle for a lot of stay-at-home parents at the moment.
You know what would be like a perk for the work-from-home people? If the company provided them with internet access or stable internet. So if you are working from home, if you're not coming into the office and you're not using like office resources, then the company just pays for your internet bill. So you have stable Wi-Fi, or you have like Wi-Fi, what do you call those, the additional routers that they use to bounce your signal, so that you never have to deal with faulty internet or weak internet signals. That's something they could do. That's a perk I think a lot of people would take up.
I mean, for the company, it's pretty good as well, because it can be a tax write-off as well.
And it's a business package, you know, it's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, should we get back to a little bit of discussion about food?
Sure.
For sure.
Message from Tom here over on WhatsApp. Tom, he said he's got to agree with Roti Canai and Teh Tarik, but it's more of the feeling of eating it at your local mamak shop with hideous music playing, where you know there are cats are sleeping on the chair next to you. Mm-hmm. You just can't get that at home.
No.
Tom, if you come to my place, there's hideous music next door and there's plenty of cats. You know, make sure you wear your mask and we'll keep up some physical distancing. Okay, any more over on Twitter or Instagram?
Not yet.
Okay. Not as far as I can see.
Let's take a break then. Stone Temple Pilots next. Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart. Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.